of football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
Cats assistant coach standing alongside our own Jason Doherty. Jason, good afternoon to you.
Yes, good afternoon, King and boys. Yes, here with James Raleigh, and we're just talking off air about it. It moves, as King said as well, it moves pretty quick. We were here 6 days ago, and a massive crowd and another big game. How did the club treat it in terms of turnaround for the boys?
Yeah, I suppose obviously we had that, was it 10-day turnaround after the Adelaide game, so we had a good spell, and now we're in a six-day break, and we're probably better off six-day breaks. Reg can probably vouch for that, but we've had a really good week on the track, and we know we're coming up against a really strong opponent.
As we've been saying, there's no easy games in the AFL. You look around just across this weekend as well. So even though probably people have been saying the Blues haven't really bet that much in terms of opponents, they are going to be dangerous today, you would suspect.
No doubt. And even in their losses, I think they were ahead at every game at half time, and their contested numbers are through the roof. And then obviously last couple of weeks, they had some really strong games. So, you know, we rate ourselves in the contest as well. So it's going to be a pretty contested game, I'd say.
Riles, Kingy, Benny, Cass and Reggie talking to you. Ollie Wiltshire becomes Cat VFL AFL 1117. You're looking after the forward line this year. What can we expect from the young man from Bowen Heads in the number 21?
Yes, no, Ollie's been playing at AFL level in the VFL all year, and we've been that keen to get him in. It's just a tough area to get a game in with our half forwards, but we've got Ollie in, and he's going to play a full game, and he's raring to go. He's a really classy player, really smart front and square player, and can snap a goal from anywhere.
Did you get to deliver the news to him that he would be lining up in his first AFL game this afternoon?
I actually was going to, but then I headed down to the Anzac Day game, so Scotty did it for me, so no, it was great.
Talk to us about just his evolution since coming in the last 18 months. Just from memory, and correct me if I'm wrong, I reckon his timing of coming in was about the time you returned to the club, is that right?
Yes, that's right. No, Ollie, obviously Matty Scarlett was coaching him at the Bowen Heads and spoke to Andrew Mackey and Stephen Wells about it, and look, we were really keen to get him in, and we did, and look, his body probably wasn't quite ready for AFL football, excuse me, but last year he did a lot of time in the gym, didn't play as much, but this year, that work that he's put in has really paid off, and he's ready to go.
James, what have you liked about the last couple of weeks in terms of the way you've played?
Yeah, I think especially our first half against Adelaide was pretty poor defensively, but from then on, I reckon we've been a lot stronger defensively, and we've been able to score off the end of those turnovers, and I think you saw last week with Hawthorn trying to use the ball, I thought defensively we turned the ball over in our front half really well. And with Carlton and the amount of times they're trying to short kick or find marks, it's going to be a really important part of today.
Player like Ollie Henry, fair to say he's been, you know, below what he can produce. Do you tend to coach those players who are down on confidence attack? Do you coach them more, or do you tend to coach them a bit less?
A bit of both. It depends on the individual. Ollie's probably been, we've moved him around a bit. He's been on the wing a fair bit. He's also been high forward. Paddy, look, has come down forward and taken a lot of his inside 50s. I think Ollie last year was almost our number one inside 50 target. So that's obviously changed a bit, and he's had to adapt to it, and he's working really hard on it.
For Inspirations Paint, what's your next project? Talkie Road in Grovedale, speaking with Cats assistant James Raleigh. Here's Reggie Toohey.
Hey, Rails, nice to speak to you.
Hey, buddy.
The overall optimism must be pretty high. We talked a little bit about the defence and contested game, and but the growth from that attack must be pretty exciting for you, because, as you said, there's probably a few players that you'd expect to see a little bit more out of in the next, you know, half of the season.
Yeah, no doubt, especially the developing players. But, yeah, statistically our numbers are about the same last year, Reggie, but we think probably individually there's a few guys that can improve on that, which is really exciting for us. But see the development of someone like Shannon Neal, who started really well his first couple of games. Unfortunately, rolled his ankle against Brisbane, and that hampered him for a couple of weeks. But I thought he was even pretty good on Tom Barras last week, just to name one.
And have you found having Danger in line meetings? I'm assuming that's an incredible challenge for any coach.
Yeah, he actually had no idea how structured we were ahead of the ball. Like, we couldn't believe it. So, we've had a few meetings that all the boys have known it's just for Paddy. And they've gone for a while, but he's starting to get it, which is good.
Rails, you held over both George Stevens and Mitch Duncan from the VFL clash. Neither will play at AFL level this afternoon.
No, looks like everyone's right to go, but there was a bit of a precaution there, and they'd both played a lot of games in the VFL, and missing one wasn't going to hurt, so yeah.
Rails, I know you've got to get down for the presentation of the jumper to Ollie Wiltshire, and no doubt you'll be keen to see that. We look forward to a big clash this afternoon. Appreciate your time as always on K-Rock Footy. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.